This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at wheat for Wednesday, July 20th. Well, we've got a lot of activity in wheat yesterday. We were up, down, quite a bit of volatility in the market within a relatively narrow range. We did see Egypt cancel their tender, which was kind of a surprise because they had put out this tender and eliminated Europe and the Black Sea as potential sellers. That left Argentina, Australia, United States, Canada, and it was looking like United States would pick up most of the business as soft red was the cheapest offer at $395 FOB and $443 CIF. So Egypt comes in and they cancel it, and then they turn around and said that they're going to retender on a private negotiation rather than government negotiation, and they were now going to include the Black Sea and Europe. So kind of a surprise there. The U.S. soft red is still the cheapest offer, and we'll see if they continue to lower their spec requirements. They had lowered it to 10% protein, and it's probably likely that U.S. soft red would qualify for that, but obviously they're not all that interested in U.S. soft red. Otherwise, they would have just taken the sale and be done with it. So that is still hovering over the market. Also, we're hearing a little bit more about the trade corridor, and it's kind of sounding like a familiar story. Russia said they have no problem opening up a grain corridor as long as Europe and other countries remove the sanctions on Russian grain movement. So that was kind of what I was thinking, that, you know, they're not going to allow Ukraine to move grain, at least if Russia can't move grain. So it's not just simply removing sanctions. It's actually about giving some confidence to the shippers, the insurance on those shipping vessels, that those shipments would be safe. And I think that's really what Russia is asking for. And it appears that NATO is willing to put out those letters of intent that those shipments should be fine and should be safe. So we'll see how this all progresses. You know, Russia is harvesting a huge crop. Early harvest reports had them looking at good yields, and it appears that those yields are improving. What we're hearing recently is that on 18% of the planted acres, they've got 22 million tons already harvested. So they're already well on their way to an 85-ish million ton crop. And that would suggest that they will indeed probably export 40 million tons. So their current yield so far at 4.32 tons per hectare, that's up 24% over last year. It's pretty impressive. The one caveat here is that their proteins seem to be low. And I would imagine that's not uncommon. When you get higher than expected yields, your protein tends to drop. And that could be a problem for them in the export market. Traders are used to getting a good quality, high pro, hard wheat out of Russia. So this might create some issues for them. But I think in the bigger picture, wheat is still wheat to a lot of countries, and just having the volume there makes a huge difference in the market. Meanwhile, we've got the ongoing drought in Europe, which has taken a toll on wheat, but is taking an even bigger toll on the corn crop. It's looking more likely that they will need to import a fair amount of corn, and even though they do export some as well on a typical year, they usually get most of their imports from Ukraine. Well, this year, that's just simply not going to be the case. And so they're taking quite a bit more than they usually do from Brazil. Anyway, it's just a shift in where the corn goes. Brazil's coming in with a pretty decent size second season corn crop. But a lot of that is going to go to Europe. Either way, you know, we're right in the middle of pollination here in the United States. It's wicked hot across southern and central plains and into the western Midwest. The longer range forecasts call for the heat to move out a bit from the Midwest and shift back south and west. Rains are now in the longer range forecast, about the 8 to 14 day forecast coming into the Midwest. So that's a big reason why the market just is unable to really get anything going on the upside. The likelihood that you're going to get some reprieve from the weather and that yields probably won't be that much affected. It's hard to imagine, though, that we get trendline yields. With all the region of the plains that are affected, you know, they do contribute, obviously, to the overall average, and it's going to be a drag on that, even if Iowa, Illinois come in with average yields, or even slightly above average yields. It's still going to be difficult, I think, to offset the huge region that is seeing significant stress. But we haven't seen the crop condition ratings buckle yet, and so the market just has nothing really to go on to start plugging in numbers and see what your yield is going to be, other than, you know, normal to steady crop condition ratings. So corn market and beans floundering here at their lows. Wheat trying to find some support here. It's become more active. There was quite a bit of willingness to step in and buy the market yesterday. There would be waves of selling and it would snap right back. They did that two or three times during the session yesterday. So it certainly appears that that $8 mark on front month Chicago is about all it can do on the downside. Seasonally, you tend to be working your way higher anyway. I would think the heat across the north is going to be really stressing the spring wheat crop, even with plentiful moisture. That's going to start taking down those yields here fairly quickly. I think you still come in with a decent size spring wheat crop because you're starting out in very good condition. But yields there, I believe, are declining here as we speak. So it could be another few weeks until we work our way through the spring wheat harvest before wheat really starts to make a move. But ultimately, I do think we start to work our way higher into the fall. And especially if the U.S. is the cheapest wheat, even into Egypt, which is a long travel for us to get wheat there. If we're competitive there, we're going to be competitive in a lot of places. Last week, we had over 1 million tons sold, the biggest in 8 years, I believe. So that's impressive as well. And I think it speaks to that we're finally competitive. We're going to start moving wheat. I think we just start working our way higher into the fall. At this point, I don't think we come back and test the highs. And I don't think that we are going to be have that much energy in the market, even if we do get a weather market in corn and beans. It's getting pretty late in the season. So I don't think wheat is going to have that kind of move, especially with an 85 million ton wheat crop out of Russia and 40 million ton exports. That's just off the charts. And that's going to continue, I think, to be a larger wet blanket on the market. So I think there's potential on the upside just in a normal seasonal pattern. I don't see us coming back to those major highs. It looks like those are going to turn out to be long-term highs that we saw in mid-May. It would have to take a pretty significant disaster in the Southern Hemisphere at this point. And Argentina's kind of teed up for that. It could happen. But for now, I think the market probably just settles into a trading range. I think we found the bottom end of that range. The top end could be even as much as $1 to $2 higher from where we are, and that's still not even halfway back to what we've lost. So that's my guess for the next month or so, and then we start to work our way higher, probably into early October. And of course, that takes us through the growing season of the Southern Hemisphere, and that will give us, that will take us through any potential problems coming out of Argentina. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.